just because this, I want to see if anybody's perspective changes a little bit. While the Bible does not explicitly label gambling as a sin, it advises against it due to its foolishness and potential negative impact that it could have following God. Yeah. So it's not necessarily a sin and you're not doing the devil's work, but in the Bible it does say it's foolish and he wouldn't, essentially, I would not like you to do this, is what he's saying.
It's so, an easy path to slip up in.
That's exactly what it is. When you go ahead and try and walk your path with me, it's a lot easier to fall out of that loop, out of that walk, if you're gambling. So it's foolish. So it's not a sin in the Bible. It says it's not a sin in the Bible, but it says gambling is foolish in the Bible.
It says gamble. It doesn't say gambling is a sin. Same with, it might not say the words of gambling is a sin, but then when you are trying to make quick money by trading something of small value for the value of something big, that itself is gambling. So if Bible says, let's say, love of money, doesn't have to say that, well, if you had a choice to make between this and that and you chose money, therefore you committed a sin. Like, it doesn't break it down in those specifics for every single person, but I think it gives you a generalized
idea. Oh, I definitely have a general idea. I mean, it feels good that I'm not necessarily sinning, but I need to be more aware.
We need to pray about it and really understand the answer from God.
Because I don't have that answer. I don't.
Exactly.
And reading that, it tells me like, yo, you are okay, but I don't like that you're doing it. So I really need to take a step back and just think about it a little bit more. Because I'm not necessarily doing a bad thing, but I'm not doing I'm not necessarily doing a disservice, but I'm not serving anybody with it anyway. I'm just.
That's a bitten apple, by the way. It's a bitten apple. The iPhone. You can't trust Google either. I mean, they can say all that stuff, but
yeah.
I wouldn't trust it. So
I wouldn't either. Except it says from the Bible.
So he's saying, I'm not doing a service to anybody, but I'm not doing a disservice.
Doing a disservice, but I'm not providing
service either.
I'm not doing what God necessarily would want me to do.
Right.
So
would you say that's being a lukewarm?
Yeah, it's
and
negative.
If you actually, now
I would say it's
up,
negative. It's not positive.
Well, you know what a lukewarm is, right?
Like in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you say when you're saying I'm not doing a positive service,
I'm not
lukewarm,
doing
God's work.
I'm not necessarily now, sinning, but I'm not proving my, you know, Christianity is as strong as I believe it is by doing that.
But now if that justifies your actions, but you're saying you're a lukewarm, if we do open up the Bible and what it says about lukewarm, I want to know your reaction on that. So you can look it up, what it says about lukewarm, and I want to see what you think after that. Because if you just take one verse and think that you're okay, but then God follows it up with it and says something about being a lukewarm and what the fence belongs to and who, then I think we were looking at things in a different perspective. And that's what I want you to think about.
All right. When I leave here, I'll make sure to read it.
For sure.
1000%.
No, I mean, look it up. Maybe the audience wants to know. And it's an important quote.
What do you want me to look up?
Just look up what the Bible says about being a lukewarm.
I would look it up. I don't have internet.
I don't know
right
the exact verse about lukewarm, but I know that defense belongs to the devil.
Being lukewarm is spiritually dangerous and displeases God. So he does
that. You're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth, right? He says something like that.
No, it goes along those lines. Yeah, that's how I remember.
Along those lines.
Well, of course, if you don't believe in God, it's dangerous. There's no eternal life without belief in the Lord. So that's very understandable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like when I, that's like kind of why I brought up like the whole purgatory idea, the whole purgatory talk, because people think that there's just enough sin that you can commit to where like once you hit the number 25 sins in your lifetime, then you're going to get sent to purgatory. And now as long as when you get up sitting on your stairs to heaven and God's at the top and you're looking at him face to face, and he points at this board and was like, look at this. You did this. You did this. You did this.
It's like a leaderboard of like sinners.
Exactly. Like, but I don't know.
But it sounds good to people. Like, you know what I mean? That makes them feel like it's good. Like the sound of that purgatory feeling is like good for people. That's why it sounds good to them.
But it's so dangerous.
Exactly.
Because just as close as you are to going to heaven, you're that much closer to going to hell. That's why it's dangerous to be lukewarm. You have no clue. You have no control. You're just stuck in the middle, and it's almost like a just atheist, someone who just doesn't believe in God at that point, because everything that's being said, you're just like, you hear it, but screw it. Yeah. But then again, you also don't believe that, it's just, there's nothing, there's just dirt.
It's like an atheist can be living a moral and a very, very good life versus a Christian who is struggling but has the faith in God.
Correct.
And has the faith in Jesus Christ. Mm. And, when things come to judgment, the Christian will not go to heaven because they were a good person. It's because they put their trust in Jesus Christ. Atheist was a better person, but they just hadn't put the trust
in Jesus,
who really saves them.
Yeah.
Mike, what were you ending with? I know we kind of cut you off.
I was trying to bring up a point where it's like, if you have two Christians and like, I feel like you're sinning. Another person's like, well, explain to me, how do you think I'm sinning? And the other person's just like, he explains it this way. Another person's just like, well, I don't really, pretty much like what we just had, the conversation. Yeah, it's like, what do you do, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, we all put our heads on the pillows and make a decision, right? And that's it. Like, you know what I mean? Whether we learn something from his side or your guy's side, it's like.
But I don't think anybody, I've never heard this conversation before online, on YouTube, on social media. Like, I'm interested to look back on this and
I want to know what you guys think about it too. I really 100%. Want what people think about it.
Because I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying it's a great thing, but obviously with the perspective that these guys are giving me,
things like that we just don't realize sometimes.
But that's what you need. You need perspective. You need perspective. If you guys were not here to give me a perspective like that, or you guys didn't believe in the certain values and morals that you guys believe to the standard that you believe in them, I could be sitting here. Maybe I would have put up $1,000 today. Maybe I would have left here and just bet more.
Yeah, who knows what would happen?
Who
right?
knows? You never know. I don't know. I'm just bringing up just little shit.
You know what advice I would give you as a brother is, next time you ever come to that decision, which we all do when it comes to whether that be betting or stuff, just look at your bracelet and just look what it says and really think about that.
No, 100%. And,
I think it might clear some things up a little more, step by step. But I do really appreciate your honesty and just the conversation that you had with us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, 100%, dude. I mean, I can't fake it. It's just what I believe in, bro. I don't know. Yeah.
Appreciate it, bro.
Maybe God wants it that way for now, so I can,
It's God's time, and at the end of the day.
That's why I said, what I say earlier, it's not that this person's better than you, they just made it there before you or something like that. Like, it's God's timing. It's his timeline.
They're supposed to teach you.
Yeah, that's it.
Type of thing, yeah.
That's it.